This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. As part of our series Finding Home, we've been going to neighborhoods to see the transformations and housing challenges taking place. A community that grew up beside downtown Cornelius, but has long been kept at a distance, is facing an uncertain future. Smithville was created in the early 1900s when a man named Jacob Smith began selling land west of Cornelius to black sharecroppers. It's now a community of about 200 people who are used to fighting for basic amenities. This latest fight involves preserving the community as it's eyed by developers and those who see it as a thoroughfare to ease congestion. Vanessa Ramser, who grew up in Smithville, spoke at a town council meeting last July.
That's the problem with Smithville. You've always wanted it, but you didn't want us. Now people want to displace us and not do anything for us, but we pay taxes just like everybody else. And those taxes should mean something.
Reporter Pam Kelly wrote about Smithville's latest struggle in a story on WFAE.org, and she joins us now to talk about it. Welcome, Pam.
Hi, Lisa.
So tell me what Smithville looks like now.
Smithville is right off Interstate 77 at exit 28. It is a few streets of modest homes. Some are well kept, but there are also a lot of empty lots and homes that have been basically abandoned.
It's right next to downtown Cornelius then. Why was it so separate for so long?
Well, Smithville wasn't annexed by the town of Cornelius until 1980. Smithville residents had asked to be annexed in 1967. They were trying to get sewer lines because they had a terrible sewage problem. But the town said then and for years later that they couldn't afford to annex Smithville because it didn't have enough of a tax base.
So how did they finally become part of Cornelius then?
They became part of Cornelius in 1980, and by that time, Cornelius was moving to the west and annexing land toward and on Lake Norman, which was just created in the 60s. So as Cornelius annexed land to the west, Smithville was right there in the middle of it. So it would have been very hard not to annex Smithville. They would have had to have a donut hole if they hadn't annexed Smithville.
What is the community's latest struggle?
Well, for a number of years now, there's been a group called the Smithville Community Coalition that's been trying to revitalize Smithville. They wanted to bring in affordable housing, get houses repaired. They've been working on that, not making a ton of progress. And then last year, they found out that the town and the DOT wanted to put a connector road through part of Smithville to relieve traffic congestion at US 21 and Catawba Avenue, right off the interstate. So they kind of had to stop their revitalization effort for a while, and they fought that road.
And what was the justification for putting the road through that community?
The justification was a purely engineering one. It was the DOT said it was the best traffic solution for motorists, even though they admitted that it would impact Smithville residents. In fact, they would have to take property and a couple houses would probably have to go. As you would imagine, they were very upset and angry and in some cases really frightened. I mean, Sammy Knox, who had a house that looked like it was going to be taken by the road, told me he was half scared to death. And there was also a feeling that this wouldn't be happening in a white neighborhood.
If the road had taken his house, what would his options be?
Well, that was a big point. He couldn't see that he would have any options. At the time, his house was valued at $70,000, you know, before the recent reevaluation was pretty typical of Smithville homes. I mean, it's like a 100-year-old house. He had no idea where he would go. He's 69 years old, and he had no idea. That's the situation for a lot of seniors in Smithville, that people want to buy their property, but they won't get enough that they could buy something somewhere else.
It sounds like this road building project actually seemed to solidify residents to stand up for the neighborhood. How did that happen?
Yeah, that's a really good point, and it's really interesting because one neighborhood leader, Ron Potts, told me that in the past, Smithville has pretty much rolled over and let the town do what it wanted to do. And he told me this is the first time we've really fought back.
And oh, now people are waking up. But we've been trying to wake people up for years, mm-hmm. that this is going to happen, that mm-hmm. this is prime territory, right off the interstate. You know, we better wake up and start doing something.
A big reason that they fought back is they had some pretty phenomenal help from a man who some people in Cornelius called an outsider. A man named Willie Jones, who has spent his career working revitalizing neighborhoods and just happened with his wife, Pam Jones, to move to Cornelius in 2014. He became part of the community coalition and had been helping. And Willie Jones knew what the law said and that there were provisions in federal civil rights legislation that said you can't impact a neighborhood that's been discriminated against in the past if you have another solution.
And so they came up with another solution then?
Well, after Willie Jones organized neighbors and got a dozen of them or more who said they would be plaintiffs in a lawsuit, he also rounded up a lawyer willing to work pro bono, and he went to the DOT and said, if you put this road in, we will sue.
And so it's off now?
It is off now. The DOT backed off pretty quickly, actually, and they found another solution that they say works just as well.
What is Smithville's push now to preserve their community? What does that look like?
It seems like it's really gaining steam, and it's very interesting. So before the road came up, Willie Jones was working on this revitalization plan that would bring in affordable housing. And there is not much affordable housing in Cornelius, just like everywhere else. So now they got a couple grants and they got a really good architecture and planning firm, Neighboring Concepts, to draw up a plan for them. The town has warmed up to this, and Mayor Woody Washam has told me that he thinks now they have better relations than they've ever had with Smithville. Smithville still needs to get loans to do land acquisition to make this revitalization happen. And I think they'd love to get it from the town, but they don't really see that happening. But it seems like the town is signing on to do some other things.
Why do you think the town is having a change of heart when it comes to Smithville now?
Well, you know, there was just a UNCC Urban Institute report that came out that talked about the affordable housing shortage in North Mecklenburg, including Cornelius. So I think that provided some good data for town leaders to consider. They're maybe starting to see this as a win. I think in the past, some people, not all, but some leaders figured Smithville would be gentrified and would just go away, and they were fine with that. I think the history and the neighbors' love of their community and passion for their community is starting to maybe make town leaders take another look.
That's reporter Pam Kelly. Thanks, Pam.
Thank you.
Pam wrote about Smithville struggles as part of our series Finding Home. You can read it at WFAE.org. Support for Finding Home is provided by Lowe's Home Improvement. Pam Kelly will be on Charlotte Talks this morning at 9, along with Cornelius's mayor and the head of the Smithville Community Association.